The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, let's see. There is an important distinction to be made between our ability to respond and responsibility. Our ability to respond is closely connected to our freedom, to be able to respond freely and wisely and compassionately. Responsibility may or may not be connected to our freedom. And all too often, responsibility is the opposite of freedom. That somehow we get caught in the vice of what we think we require to do, that we have to do, it's up to us to do. We're to blame if we don't do it. We are already to blame. We're guilty before we even start fulfilling our responsibilities. The whole world of responsibilities for many people is a complicated world. And certainly we have responsibilities that, we have agreements that we've agreed to certain things. And so if we've agreed, then we have some responsibility to follow up on the agreements. But some people carry with them a policy of being responsible for all kinds of things that actually there was never an agreement. Maybe it was assumed that the nature of the universe was set up in such a way that somehow the universe agreed for us that we're responsible for everyone's suffering. And so it's up to us to get him involved and do things. And I say all this because there was a time in my life where my sense of responsibility was my Achilles heel. That it really wore me down because I felt like whatever was happening to anyone, that I had a responsibility to help them, support them, make them feel better. That somehow the fact that they felt bad or was troubled, I was somehow responsible. The fact that I was breathing made me somehow responsible for how they, that they were having a bad day. So this kind of neurotic way of feeling like everything was personal and everything that I had a personal connection to it is something that is pretty deeply rooted, I think, in many human psyches. And the reason I say it that way is that it seems to come with a certain developmental stage of childhood, and that somehow children will kind of feel that they're the cause and effect. They start understanding cause and effect, and they start to understand their role in cause and effect. And it's very easy to kind of, not really understand how everything works yet, and take some responsibility. Things, I did it. So, an example in my life was when I was probably about 5 or 6, and it was going to be, it was 4th of July, and there was going to be a kind of, maybe like a block party or something. We lived in an apartment row complex, and behind us there was kind of a swamp river area, but there was kind of lawns and stuff, and there was a picket fence in that back area. And there was going to be like a block party there for 4th of July. And that morning, I brought to that area a long stick. For a 6-year-old or 5-year-old, it was a long stick. And I brought it, and I just left it there somewhere. I'd gotten it from the wild place in the back. And then during the party time, when people were there, there was a teenager who picked up that stick and attempted to pole vault over that picket fence. And it didn't succeed. And I think, as my memory, I don't know if I remember accurately, but it got hurt, but I think he broke his leg in the process. I was responsible for him breaking his leg because I brought that stick there. And I felt terrible about my responsibility, what I'd caused to make happen. And I think most of us now will not say, that a 5-year-old is responsible for just bringing a stick that a teenager used to jump over a picket fence. But I think that it represents how at a certain developmental age, that's the way people think. But some people never grow out of that age, or some people somehow take in this very strong feeling of taking things personally and feeling that they're the cause and effect for so many things around them, and so they're responsible. And sometimes that's taught. Sometimes certain adults, certain parents, will inculcate this idea into people's minds. And whether it's explicit or not, will give the idea that you're responsible for me, for how I feel. And you better behave a certain way so that I don't leave. I've heard people say tell me that not only their parents threatened to leave them, but I heard people tell me that their parents acted out leaving. They were small kids, right? And they grabbed their suitcase and walked out the door, and then they came back. They weren't really serious, but what an impact, you know. So you're responsible. You have to kind of be a certain way, and, or parents are sick or something, and you have to. It's up to you to somehow. And some people grow up with the idea that you're going to be responsible for me. You know, in my old age, you know, you're required to do this. Or for siblings, we have siblings sometimes who have illnesses, and the idea is given that, you know, you're responsible, you have to take care of that person. And, or all kinds of reasons why this kind of sense of responsibility, it gets very complicated. And so rather than responsibility coming from our ability to respond in caring, compassionate, wise ways, it comes from some kind of a complex of being tight and personal and connected to guilt and sometimes shame and sense of requirements and all kinds of complicated world that's rather unfortunate. And in particular, it's unfortunate when hasn't been a clear agreement that this is what I'm signing up for. So like, you know, I have two children. That comes with responsibility. But I signed up for it. You know, so, you know, it's sometimes it's a drag. But, you know, I can't complain about the responsibility. I mean, that's what I signed up for. And so that comes with the territory. But it was a free choice to do this, a very clear choice to have children. So that's where my freedom was expressed in making that choice and knowing that that came with responsibilities. So there was an agreement and involved. But how many times do we feel responsible where there isn't a choice, an agreement to step into that area of responsibility? And how many people we feel responsible for where there was no clear agreement in that? Or there's an implicit agreement, which is not healthy to have, to be in that kind of relationship with people. So the standard, I think, in this kind of discussion is that to come back to this idea of the ability to respond. We have, every moment that we're alive, we have the ability to respond to the situation we're in. How do we want to enact that ability? Where do we want it to come from? And I think that one of the primary motivations for responding, that it's, I think, very powerful, is generosity. So what's the generous thing to do now? And generous can only be, something can only be generous if it's nurturing, nourishing for ourselves. If it feels like good for us. Generous means that you're inspired. There's a kind of gladness and joy that comes in being generous. If there's not some kind of gladness in being generous, it's not generosity. It might be obligation. It might be, you know, playing an economic game of exchange. I'll do this and you do that. If I give to you, you'll love me. I'm going to be really generous so that I can have your love. Or something. And that's not really generosity. So to respond out of generosity in a situation rather than the burden of responsibility means that how we respond has a different spin. That there's actually a different kind of atmosphere or a different message that comes through when it's we you know, they feel the generosity of it rather than the heaviness of responsibility. And it might be the same action, but it comes from a different place inside. Generosity, and to be generous, always has to come from a place of freedom. And that's kind of, you know, the kind of the calling card of Buddhism. You know, where is the freedom for us in this? The other place that our ability to respond can come from is compassion. And those two go closely together, compassion and generosity. Compassion is not a good fit for responsibility, a good match or good partner with the sense of responsibility. Because it kind of begins, it's so too easy for the compassion to get squeezed and heavy, and then you have, you know, things like what nowadays is called compassion fatigue. It's, you know, it's like a lot of work. But if there's generosity and compassion, then it's not fatiguing in the same way, because remember, generosity comes from freedom. There's an ease to it. It feels, there's a gladness to it. So compassion can also be part of our ability to respond. So if we remember that we have an ability to respond in every situation, that gives us some modicum of choice. That becomes a check and balance to what's, for some people, is a problematic way of feeling responsible. So rather than asking yourself, what's my responsibility here, you can just turn it around and say, what's my ability to respond right now? And just turning around that way and asking it that way, what's my ability to respond? I think you might kind of be a protection from some of the burden of responsibility. And then if you learn it there, then you might have actual responsibilities. If you learn how to be free and more broadly, then you can bring it into your responsibilities, so you can enact the things you are responsible for with more generosity and more ease and less sense of burden around having it. So may your ability to respond help you fulfill your responsibilities with the greatest generosity and ease as possible. Thank you.